travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Now it's time for travel. Halloween hasn't even happened, and yet Irish Independent travel editor Paula Keneal is here to talk Christmas. But there's a good reason. It's the time to book
it is,
for that
Pat.
Christmas break.
How does that make you feel? Are you ready for the C word? Are you probably...
Well, it's the first time we've really mentioned it on the programme, so yeah. Congratulations.
Well, we did have a chat in our own house about this over the weekend, I have to tell you. And the reason is we were putting together a list of Christmas hotel breaks for the Irish Independent recently, and it struck me that if you are genuinely considering one of these, and what we're talking about here is taking 2 or 3 days away from home and checking into a hotel, you need to be looking at it now.
Yeah, some are sold out.
Yeah, so the ones that are sold out are, they typically start at the high end, the ones that wouldn't have a huge capacity, like Ballyfin, like Ashford Castle, Adair Manor also sold out. And then when you go down towards ones that have been doing it repeatedly as a tradition for years and years, the availability would get sort of less
as they
and less
book,
as you go.
As soon as they finish their Christmas holiday, yeah, so they book for next year.
Typically places like Harvey's Point or Mount Juliet still have availability, to the best of my knowledge, but they're the kind of places exactly when people are walking out the door, they're going, okay, that clicked for me. Now, they're very expensive places, and I'll give you an idea of a couple that are cheaper than that as well. But I guess what's going on here is, A, yes, you get to avoid the stress and you get to avoid the washing up and all the rest of it. But there's also other factors at play, like a family may have reached the stage of its life where it's outgrowing the family home, where having 12 or 14 people back to a smaller house mightn't work as well anymore. Granny and granddad, as they may be now, may not want to take on all of the cooking. And there may be pets. You know, there's all sorts of things people are wrapping up. The cost of it. Do you really want to sort of have an Excel spreadsheet to make the Christmas dinner with? Or do you want to just say, look, this year we're going to stump up cash?
Now, when you decide to book, you've got to be careful, you say, about what's included in your price.
Yeah, you do. And the reason for that is these packages are not like B&B. So they're very different, and it's hard to do a like-for-like comparison. You need to, when you figure out the type of package you want, whether you want to go to a city or you want to go to a country estate, let's say, you need to then pick the ones you're looking at, see that they're doing it, and drill in and go, okay, exactly what's happening here.
I came across a family last year who booked a hotel, but they were staying in a cottage in the hotel. Turned out Christmas dinner wasn't included.
The Christmas dinner on the day?
That wasn't included,
okay,
no.
That's unusual. And I wonder if they had stayed in a room in the hotel itself.
It would, of course.
It would have been. And sometimes the pet-friendly property will be like that. It'll be a house on the estate. Okay, so that's a great example. So some... The Hyatt Centric in Dublin, here's one example, is B&B from 179 on Christmas night. Okay, so you could stay in the city, you could get the atmosphere, but that won't include the trimmings.
And
but
you that's won't, the kind you of won't lead find in. A restaurant open for dinner.
No, I don't think so on Christmas Day.
No.
We were, funny enough, actually looking at this ourselves as a way to get out of that. This is our creative thinking period where inevitably we probably collapse into the same old tradition afterwards. But anyway, you're right. So others will do one night, one meal, but they might do, say, you will arrive at a hotel and there's mince pies and there's mulled wine and there's carol singers and there's a Santy visit for the kid and there's entertainment in the bar that evening. And then there's a nice slap of breakfast with a baked ham, and then there's a buffet lunch, and that may all be priced in.
Yeah.
Or bits of it may be priced in. So it's very important to look at that.
Now, it's fair to say that all the hotels make a big effort for Christmas, and it must cost them an arm and a leg to do up the place for Christmas.
And that's a good point of view, because we do talk about, a lot of the conversation skews towards busy weekends, Oasis in Town, All Ireland, whatnot. And we've talked a lot about hotel price gouging this year. And yes, it does happen. But just to give a slight other side of the story point of view, you're paying a lot of overtime. You really are taking up the place for Christmas with all the trees. Some of the 5-star hotels will put a Christmas tree in each suite, not just in the lobby or by the fireplace. Then you're talking about getting in the entertainment, all of the energy costs involved in that at winter time. So Yeah, that's price. Like, as a consumer, I guess you don't want to hear that side of it, but that's just an explanation as to why some of the prices are so high.
Expensive. Now, you mentioned the Hyatt Centric as a budget break for 179 for the B&B. You've got a couple of other examples?
Yeah, for the budget break. So what I have done is can you read out the next one for me? I have
Sligo Park, two nights from 599 per person. This includes mulled wine, mince pie reception, Bucks Fizz and snacks before a slap-up Christmas dinner. Hey, and if you're flying solo, you can get a single room rate of $6.99.
Yeah. So the reason I asked you to read that out is I printed my wrong notes coming in, but I have them in front of me now. But there's another example at 599, which is the Hotel Kilkenny in Kilkenny City. And that's a similar price. So that, just remember, that's per person. So, you know, you read out the solo one there. Yeah, which is good. But also, yeah, 1200. Hotel Kilkenny is a little bit different in that it's adult only, Pat. So some people who are looking to get away for Christmas want to get away from all of that. Others, it's absolutely part of their Christmas and it's essential. They want to have the kids running around. That's all part of it. But that's just, I haven't seen much of that before, so I thought I'd mention that as well.
So that Hotel Kilkenny, drinks on arrival, live music in the evenings, dinner on Christmas Eve as well, and the two nights from 599 per person.
Yeah.
Share. Okay, mid-range breaks then.
Yeah. So we have, let's give you a couple of examples. There's the Imperial Hotel in Cork is doing its first residential Christmas ever, and it's been on the go for ages. So this is an interesting one. It's decking the hotel out along the theme of Miracle on 34th Street. It's really good on its themes. It's done Narnia in the past and it does Halloween themes and things like that. It's right in the centre of Cork City. So good if you want to, remember I said to think about whether you want city or country, because they're very different atmospheres. You are in the middle of the city, you have all the crack that's going on, and then you're on the doorstep for the Stephen's Day sales. So they'll have included in this, amongst other things, are the three-course dinner on Christmas Eve, the traditional Christmas lunch, sparkling drinks reception, and the price there is two nights from 625 per person. A couple of other quick examples. There's packages at the New Park Hotel Kilkenny, which is very good for kids. It even has its own dinosaur theme park at the back. Two nights from 899. And the Brehon in County Kerry has two nights from 779.
Mm. And Centre Park's
that's per person, by the way. Centre Park's does, what you're getting here is you're kind of checking into a Truman Show style campus that's car free, that has all of the fairy lights and everything decked up in a winter wonderland style setting. It really goes all in. It has its Santa and everything. But by golly, will you pay for it? It's $2,349 was the lead-in price for a three-bed lodge as I came into you, and there were only a handful left available. And you'll have to book your activities and your meals, etc. beyond that.
Well, the high-end ones, we'll park for the moment. Ramona Castle, the Shelburne, Ballin the Hinch, like you're looking at a couple of grand per person.
You are. As one example, Ramona Castle's three-night package with all the trimmings is $2,895 per person.
Paula Connolly, Travel Editor for the Irish Independent. Thank you very much.